know-how at ofthefield.com.
Boy, the last couple of weeks really have been a version of where there's smoke, there's fire when it comes to politicians and their habits, especially when it comes to their habits with either women who are working for them or women they haven't met, but they're tweeting them or using Facebook or some other means to get in touch with them. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. We're going to rock and roll all over the place, including the flyover states, during this hour. Just teasing. Anthony Weiner, the congressman from New York, you just can't help it. It's a story that sucks you in and then some, right? And we haven't finished with the story in one sense because we don't know what the ending is. We know initially what happened. It's always a photo. It's a photo, a call, a tweet. What brought down Tiger Woods? Now, he's not a politician, but what brought down the world's most famous golfer? How did everything in his life unravel? And we know partially it was through the phone, through tweeting. In the case of Congressman Weiner, it's through tweeting. He felt so comfortable in what he was doing, he thought nothing of tweeting a photo to somebody that he was going back and forth with only in a social networking sense, that he sent a photograph of his crotch. It's one of our congressmen, for goodness sake. So we know what he did. Then we know what the middle part of the story was. He said he was hacked. He lied and led reporters down a couple of different twists and turns. I think almost from the second day on, nobody believed him because it was that theory that I just said, where there's smoke, there's fire. Too much was coming up. That's what happened with Tiger Woods. He tried to kind of get rid of, he didn't want to talk, and then he tried to get rid of what had happened, but then it just kept bubbling up, and now with Congressman Weiner, it's the same thing. It keeps bubbling up. It's like Arnold Schwarzenegger. It just takes that one story, but fooling around with a maid, have a kid the same age as my son with Maria Shriver, and then it all unravels. Now, Schwarzenegger, though, his messing around and whatnot was happening when he was governor, but nobody knew it, and he's out of office. In the case of Congressman Weiner, he's in office, and he's at the federal level, and he represents a big chunk of New York. So should the Democrats push him to resign? And, you know, does this all just, boom, let's just put an end to this. Does that go away? Or how about this? Do we need to rewrite a conduct code for the people that we elect to represent our interests in Washington? A lot of people have morals clauses in their contracts. And it could be people that just, you know, work for various companies in a computer sense, as a consultant, whatever. You know, they've got something that they sign that includes that. Certainly if you work in these government jobs, you work for Lockheed Martin, some of these contractors, you're going to sign away all kinds of things, but certainly a morals clause. I have a cousin who works for Lockheed Martin. They definitely follow that to the letter of what's in what you signed. So maybe as we see all these guys, and not that a woman couldn't fall down the cliff, but it's been men, we see all these guys falling off the cliff. He's just the latest in the hall of shame. I don't know. Maybe there's got to be some morals clause that's a little more stringent than the one they have in play. Although when this leaves my lips, I say, well, you know, are we in a nanny state that we have to police our politicians? And let's hope not, I guess. Wouldn't it be nice to just trust that they're doing what they're supposed to be doing? What somebody does in their personal life, you could say, ah, you know, who gives a crap? Who cares? We don't care. Who cares? If they're great at what they do, if they are trying to do something to better America, no matter what party they're for, if you really get the sense they talk to their constituents and live it, breathe it, eat it, they're all about public service, then who cares if they have some weird proclivity for some sexual thing, such as photos on Twitter or Facebook. But see, then you get back to that same problem of married man. You get back to the same problem of time doing that. Distraction from all the serious problems that we have in America. How many plates can you spin and have them all going at once? And see, that's what happened with Wiener. He knew he was well liked. He knew that Democrats and Republicans liked him. So he didn't really think that that was going to be revealed, that somebody was going to be able to get to him, I think. And it's a sex addiction, maybe. So, like anything else, whether it's alcohol or marijuana or prescription drugs, if it's a sex addiction and it's about the thrill, then you got to say, well, he's addicted. So do we treat it like an alcohol thing? Do we say that, you know, it's time to let him do a little rehab stint after the apology and everything, and then, hey, keep him, let him stand as he is, and see if the voters ultimately in New York vote him back in. By the way, I wanted you to hear a little bit of Megan Broussard. She's been all over the place lately. She was on Hannity. She was with ABC. Here's some of what she said about her relationship with Congressman Wiener.
I don't think he's a bad guy. I just think he's got issues, just like everybody else. He said, I'm an open book, maybe too open. He was eager to hear about if I wanted him or thought he was attractive. I like to see someone who actually stood for something and was passionate about something. I thought it was hysterical.
Hysterical why?
Just because. I mean, I know he's lying. So it'd be one thing if he came out and he just said, hey, so what? But now we're saying you got hacked, and it's there's so many other women out there.
Oh, see how she said that? There's so many other women out there. And even she mentioned that. I think it's hysterical that he said he got hacked. She's a single mother, lives in Texas, and she's looking at the same thing that some of the New Yorkers are. Because he lied, because he said he was hacked and it was a hoax that happened to him, that was too far over the top for a lot of people. And Nancy Pelosi is really pushing this. She's pushing to get that ethics inquiry done. And the Republicans, of course, are all over him to just resign. But it's like I said, how far do you go? Should there be a morals clause that's a little more stringent than the vague one that's in place now at this point? I mean, I would just say this. She's right in this young girl and what she says, that we're all human or whatever. But notice how she was smart enough, too, her thought process at the end to say, you know, it's a joke. He said, you know, he was hacked. She knew it was a lie and said there's other women. So that's the thing. Nobody likes a liar. Somebody who comes forward and says, yeah, you know what, I screwed up, man. I screwed the pooch. I can't believe I did this, whatever. But he was trying to cover it up, and he got caught twice. Meet you in a few. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Philadelphia. There's a city that gets really trashed a lot for I see no reason. What did one of my friends say? You're going to the city of brotherly shove. Yeah. Well, the shove is exactly what a lot of people would like to happen to Anthony Weiner right out the door of Congress, but he's bucking the system. He doesn't want to go. He's another guy that's digging in. Remember Governor Mark Sanford from South Carolina? Boy, he was digging in, wasn't he? And he reminds me, it's two different things. You know, you're talking about a state and the governor, and here you're talking about a congressman and on a national level. Two politicians, though, two liars, both making up stories. But they remind me of each other because they refuse to say when. They refuse to go, that they're just going to dig in, they're going to hang on and see if they can ride this wave out, baby. If I can just ride it out, if I can do that and I can hang on, I might be okay. I might be able to get elected again. Yeah. 800-259-5791 if you want to throw in your two cents. Tomas in Michigan. Hello.
All right, so let me get this straight now. I'm not a big Democrat fan. You know that, right?
Yeah.
I'm kind of like a little bit to the right of Attila the Hun. But as far as I can recollect, we had a president of the United States under oath lie In addition to that, on TV, he lied directly to the American people saying, I did not have sex with that woman, Lewinsky.
Unquote. Yeah, Clinton, President Clinton, that, yeah.
Now, I think there's a little bit more than sending, you know, a picture of you in your underwear, even if it's, you know, a close-up of, you know, your family jewels, but still, mm-hmm. it's underwear.
Right.
And we want this guy to resign, whereas the president did not resign. I think we had more important things to do than, you know, Wienergate. I mean, it just, all the young people out there, they're thinking about politics now, and all they're hearing is Wienergate. And they're thinking, you know, it's not worth it to get involved in politics because it's ridiculous. It's hypocritical, and it's a joke. You know, things are tough enough without, you know, spending time on a joke, which is exactly what Wienergate sounds like. You know, I mean, let's say, okay, whether he resigns or not, big deal. We've got, you know, a budget plan here that wants to give vouchers for Medicare, but increases the debt by $5 trillion in the first 10 years. We've still got our troops in Afghanistan. We still, you know, the whole world apparently is bombarding a little dude named Gaddafi, but they can't see him.
Touche. He won't go. There you go. He's digging in, too.
You know, I mean, give me a break. I mean, there should be some sort of investigation going on that. How is it that little Gaddafi, you know, with what, you know, maybe 400 guys or whatever, is able to hold out against NATO, which is designed to hold off the Russian Empire and the Warsaw Pact altogether, but they can't beat Gaddafi? You know, there is some investigation that could be done, but instead, I guess, you know, everybody is just holding the stories for closer to election time. What do you think? What do you think? You think we should be, you know, talk about Wienergate?
I think the focus shouldn't be on Congressman Wiener, no, but I think he needs to step aside, and that's part of the problem, because we shouldn't allow people that represent us to go off half-cocked, if you will, in these crazy
No pun intended, right?
Exactly. I mean, I think he should just go. I think he should just get out. I think he should. He should just leave politics.
Isn't it just a flirting? I mean, isn't it just flirting? I mean, I'm sure in the halls of Congress, you've got congressmen doing saying a lot worse things, you know, and telling new, you know, off-color jokes, and he didn't sleep with anybody, he didn't even kiss anybody. You know, he's such a wimp that he didn't. All he did was sexting. Woo!
I don't know. That's a good point. Should we just let it die and say, you know what? If he and his wife, that's what they do, then just let it be. If he's good at what he does, which it wouldn't be. I don't think you and I would agree with half of what he has to say, but he doesn't represent us if we wanted to get technical about it.
Right.
He does have a vote, though, that could affect us, but he doesn't really represent you or I in our districts. And I think that it's the people in New York that have to decide if they are going to, you know, are they going to like him or not?
You know, yeah. Congress. The Republicans control Congress. It is a waste of our time. Matter of fact, it's probably the strategy of the Democrats to say, yeah, let him go after him, you know? Let him focus on that, because we really don't know what to do with this economy except spend more money.
Yeah. You know what? And, actually, if we were going to talk about conspiracy theories, this would be one I would agree with you on. It doesn't hurt them. It doesn't hurt them because it's somebody else to take the headlines away from the economy, away from the 9.1% unemployment. It's an easy distraction because the news cycles move so fast. It's perfect. Get everybody thinking about that instead of thinking about what's not on their table.
You know, I heard two very liberal, prominent broadcasters. One was Ed Schultz, and he wants him to resign. But the other guy, Tom Hartman, he says he shouldn't resign. So it's interesting. But you know, that's for people who are in so into politics that that's all they do, you know.
Yes, just talk about that.
People, we need to find out, you know, why people are getting paid $11 an hour this year when they used to be paid $22 an hour. I just talked to some people in a factory here in Michigan in 2006 to do the same job they're doing today. They got paid $22 an hour. Today they're getting paid $11.
Yeah, right? I don't know how people survive on what I agree with you. I don't. And the problem is people are being forced because companies in some cases are telling them, hey, we're going to have to shut the door, so you got to take a pay cut. If you don't take a pay cut, you're not even going to have a job. So which is, what do you prefer? The pay cut or and making some money or making no money? Have you ever been,
right.
And that's a good question, actually, Tomas. You stumbled onto something good. Have you? I'm just going to ask you this. Have you ever been asked to take a pay cut?
No, I have not. But like I said, I'm working a little part-time right now, and it's a union place. You know, first time I've worked with union people, and they tell me, you know, and they've opened my eyes to the life that a lot of Americans have lived for probably the last 50 years, which is you work, you get laid off, you go on unemployment, you get called back, you get laid off, you go on unemployment, you get... Now, how is that? I mean, there's nobody in politics talking about that.
Yeah, how bleak. Well, they don't want to talk about that. How bleak is that? I mean, that's ridiculous. And we've talked about this a ton on America Tonight because so many have called and told us their stories. The idea, the gold watch, the having the job and moving up and, you know, this idea where we come from these backgrounds, Tomas, you know that, where, oh, if you just work hard, grab the brass ring, it's there for you. A lot of people are disillusioned that they don't really think the American dream is available anymore.
Well, you know, this new generation, they're going to grow up. If we keep talking about Wintergate, they're going to grow up with a complex that says politics is a joke. And I'm going to look another way. They're going to go after another. And when that happens, when the people's representation is considered a joke, then these guys that are charismatic, you know, they start, you know, get people, you know. And look, I mean, look what happened with, you know, Hitler. And, I mean, of course, it's not that drastic yet. But still, when you talk about 50% pay cuts, you know, I'll tell you right now, the guy I'm working for, he's a team leader. He's in charge of like 11, well, maybe 15 people. And he's got a bad foot. He has to paint during the day, come in and work 8 and 10 hours at night. And he's getting paid $17 an hour when he used to get paid, you know, $30.
Yeah, it's sad. It's interesting. Good conversation. Thanks, Tomas. And this is a lot of what you say. I said it earlier. The economy is the one thing that could topple Obama. If the economy's bad, if there's more personal stories like the one Tomas just said, and people really dig deep, even if they're lifelong Democrats, if someone tells them something better, they're going to vote in a different direction.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Talked about this all along. Are any of you surprised that Muammar Gaddafi is still in power? I mean, what's up with that? We said it right when it happened. What were the chances that he would be gone within a couple of weeks, as we kept hearing? Well, it's been much longer than a couple of weeks. And Gaddafi is saying that he's not going to surrender. Even if the NATO airstrikes just envelop his compound in Tripoli, he's not stepping away. He said, let the planes bomb me and fall all around me. I think this is the call of duty. I'm going to stay here. So, as a result, NATO was after a military base in Gaddafi's compound, and 31 people were killed. A number of just everyday Joes were killed walking around. And dozens were also wounded, because 60 missiles is a lot. They're going to miss, especially the other side, they're going to miss targets. But Gaddafi doesn't care. He said, we have one option, our country. So they're going to have to kill him. The only way Gaddafi gets out of there, it sounds like, is if he's killed. But, of course, there's no way that's going to happen. The NATO Secretary General Rasmussen said that his forces are making significant progress in the mandate to protect Libyan civilians. And the Libyan government said it had evidence that alliance airstrikes were harming those people. So they kind of started off a little war there. And NATO has been pretty active in that area near Tripoli, hitting military sites, but wouldn't say or release the information on whether the attacks have caused the damage in that one residential area they're talking about. I mean, so here's the deal. What gives with this Gaddafi thing? No, we're not going to put boots on the ground because of all the other situations that we're involved in. But as NATO is bombing the area, the Libyan TV networks and articles from journalists who were trying to cover it are censored. Kind of the same thing if you think about it. So we don't really know. We just get little trickles of information. Let's go to Trey in Kentucky. Hey, Trey.
Hey, Kate. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Playing in the stallion barn.
You gotta love that.
Oh, yeah, loving it. What do you think the odds are after they start pulling out in Iraq, that they just send them over and we put our boots on the ground over there with Gaddafi?
I think they're getting better and better each day. The more they're trying to not, you know, it's kind of interesting. The distractions probably help, but Gaddafi is so dug in there. You heard what he said. They can kill me. That's fine. I'm going to stay here. I think that every single day that goes by, there is much more of a chance, Trey, that we're going to put some of our boys over there, and I hate that idea.
Yeah, me too. That's going to be horrible.
I mean, what would happen? Let me ask you this. What do you think the world reaction would be if they said, listen, Gaddafi's a bad dude. Here's what's now happened. People are being used as human shields. World, look, here's some of the pictures. So we're just going to take them out. We're going to hire assassins, and we're going to put those snipers. We're not going to tell you what, where and all that stuff, but we're just going to take them out.
It would be, I don't know. I hate to even think about that.
Well,
I
look at the
really
Osama
do.
Bin, look at the Osama bin Laden thing. Osama bin Laden, I think, okay, boom, he's dead. I think it's a great thing. But now there were a lot of people right afterwards trying to say, oh, that's an abuse of power, and how dare the United States government come in, and the president shouldn't have done that, and what gives us the right to just murder somebody? I mean, a lot of people said that, and I was kind of stunned by it. I thought, are you kidding? What gave this idiot the right to kill all the Americans that he killed?
Yeah, I mean, what about the human rights? What happened to all that? They just run away from it when it really does happen.
Right, but what do we discover?
It's
one-sided.
Yeah, and people don't realize you can't have it both ways, and that's the hard part.
Yep.
You know, you've got to make that choice. So,
yep.
I don't know. And I was listening to Thomas and what he said about the working getting laid off.
Yeah.
For about 6 years back home, I worked at a place. They would work us for 3 months, almost 90 days, lay us off. 2 weeks later, call us back, and we go back to work just to keep from paying us insurance. As long as you didn't make the 90-day mark, they were fine. They'd lay you off 2 weeks, bring you right back. Good stuff.
Something's not right with that.
Yeah. And what's with you and my boy Wiener? You got to get off him, Kate.
I have not talked about him that much. I mean, yes,
yeah,
we had
I
a show where
out.
We focused on him a lot, but I have really not talked about him that much.
Yeah. You know, I figured out what he did wrong.
What?
I figured
he's
it
the
out.
Photo. The he, photo. The photo. The photo.
No, not the photo. See, he didn't bite his bottom lip, stick his hand out, and point his thumb out like Clinton did. He didn't get serious enough. You got to point your thumb. Then people will believe you.
Exactly. That's he pulled
he
a
did.
Clinton, but he didn't pull it off. Yeah.
Yeah. You got to schmooze him.
Yep, you're absolutely right. All right, that's two votes for let's stop talking about Congressman Wiener. So you guys are beating me up. I love it.
You have a good night, Kate.
Hey, you too, buddy. Thanks for the call. You know, it's interesting. You hear now this is two back-to-back. You heard Tomas, and now you've heard Trey. and it's what's happening to the American worker. What's happening is, and Tomas brought this up with the kids, is you really have to be an entrepreneur. You really have to try to have your own company if you're going to make any money. Not to say that, you know, you look at the list of jobs. Here are the careers in the future, a doctor, a nurse, a teacher. I thought they were laying off teachers. But sure, it doesn't mean they're not going to be people that are employed. But they, when it comes to cutbacks or any kind of benefits, a lot of times, as Trey said, they'll try to not do that. Temp work is huge in this country. And somebody who needs to be employed, who needs to have a check, if it's temp work, it's temp work, but it's money. So they're willing to do that. That means forfeiting. What if they have kids? The pressures of the benefits. Who's getting the benefits? What if they have any kind of an issue when it comes to finances to begin with? And then there's no vacation time. So it's not like, okay, I'm busting myself 6 months, 8 months. No, there's no vacation time in that. So actually, it's good for the company, but not so good for the people who find themselves in that predicament. And they're right. It is happening more and more. And what do? If the bottom line is, okay, here's my budget. It's been blown up smithereens. I have to clothe these kids, get them to school. And I have to feed everybody. So ultimately, what am I spending at the grocery store? Well, you see what the problem is. And these juggling these part-time jobs is also exhausting. So you wonder why everybody is so stressed beyond belief. I mean, we're all walking rubber bands. Where, you know, do you ever feel like that? You're walking along, you are stretched. You are walking along, you are stretched. You're walking along again, you are stretched. And the human body can only take so much. So that's why the numbers we've seen of statistically of people with diabetes, with heart disease and all that stuff. I believe a lot of it is because of the work situations. It's just too rough on the human psyche and also on the old body when you're pulling yourself up on jobs, construction jobs and whatnot, where you really shouldn't be there in the first place. I've seen that. Yeah. There is a big job that is looming for a lot of people in Arizona. In fact, some extra hands came to help on this one. The forest fire that has scorched over 480 square miles in eastern Arizona flared out of control for yet another day. I've been keeping my eye on this. It's 10 days for that. Whew. 10 days. And hundreds of people are just having to get up and leave their homes. The number of people that have been displaced by the wildfire in Arizona, which is, by the way, the second largest in their history, is 3,500 people. Where are these 3,500 people going? What are they doing? And you have 2,100 firemen who are braving the winds, because the winds are the thing that are messing with dousing the sucker. The winds are fanning that blaze toward some of the white mountain areas in Phoenix that are beautiful, by the way, but are also homes that are owned by 7,500 people. So you add that number up, and pretty much you got 10,000 people that are in trouble because of this out-of-control forest fire that is ripping up the earth, scorched earth. How many lives are put on hold, are waiting to see what happens? How many people are in that predicament because of that? All right, stay with us. We Can Camp coming up around the bend here on ATN.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out AdamandEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL21 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL21 at AdamandEve.com.
Great story for We Can Count. What do you call a basketball player whose temperature spiked up to 101, who barely got any sleep before hitting the court in an NBA final? I say that's a man who wants to win. He's a winner. That would be Dirk Nowitzki, and he tops We Can Count. The reason why is because he had a sinus infection. He was dripping, basically, from every orifice, almost. And he led his team to a final 21-9 run over the Heat for another tight finish, 86-83. So Nowitzki, who was sick and feeling just like crud, but too vital, the glue of this team, played anyway, and he scored 10 of his 21 points during that critical time. He's the MVP. If the Mavericks should beat the Heat, he is the MVP. No question about it with the way he's played. That's a huge, huge, huge win for them. Huge. Let's move on to something completely different. And it has to deal with world hunger. I can remember as a little girl sitting in the classroom and hearing about UNICEF and, oh, we have to fight world hunger, and it just seemed so far away to me, to be honest. Now it seems closer than ever when we look in our own backyards and all the people who are struggling. So experts are saying, how do you respond to extreme world hunger in all seriousness? Because there is a global food crisis going on with what's going on in Greece with the government toppling and all that stuff. Food prices are life and death to so many of us. If you're poor and that's 90% of your income is on food, and the high prices, even if they're dipping down now, trust me, they're here to stay. What? How do you bounce back from that? Russia banned wheat, and that caused a cancellation of 600,000 orders from Egypt because people spend 40% of their income on food. Food's prices are going to go up. It's just the law of averages. That's what happens. Boy, this is a whole lot of money. Some people just keep on making money. Keith Olbermann, you know him from MSNBC. Well, his new show, oh, just like Katie Couric, who used to beat up on the air, his new show starts on June 20th, and he left his MSNBC gig in January. He's going to get $10 million a year for basically reincarnating the Countdown show with Keith Olbermann. That's an increase of 40% from a $7 million salary at MSNBC. How great is that? I'm just saying, talk about working the system. Build up the audience and then say, that's not enough money, and look what he's getting. Olbermann, by the way, serves as current TV's chief news officer. So if you were to see a corporate ladder, he would be 4 on that list. In front of him, Al Gore, Joel Hyatt, and the CEO is Mark Rosenthal, meaning they all have a stake in the company. And the show that he's doing is going to cost current TV about $15 million a year to produce it. That's a pretty big pay raise to do what you were doing and just kind of tweak it. He's got to be happy with himself, what he landed, and the hands-off approach that they're taking with him. He's got to be excited about that. It has to be. We keep talking about weight loss, weight loss, weight loss. Oh, we're all too heavy, even if we just have a little pooch, or, you know, we gained a little weight, and then we're losing it, and then we're gaining it, and we're losing it, and we're gaining it. And there's a new study that says weight loss surgery in obese diabetics could actually lower their risk of developing Alzheimer's. What they did was you had these gastric bypass patients, and when they were tested 6 months after their weight loss surgeries, what they found was they had experienced less expression of genes that are thought to be the precursor of the debris that clogs the brain in people with Alzheimer's. So for the first time, this study showed that weight loss from bariatric surgery actually leads to a reduction in genes related to Alzheimer's disease. So it's a positive thing rather than a negative thing. When it comes to banks too big to fail or other companies that have thrown in on this, Citi, I was reading earlier in the day, is going to sell $1.7 billion in a portfolio of private equity assets to the European buyout from a private equity firm that they were dealing with. And there are 207 partnership interests in the buyout funds. Oof. How many people can you do business with at one time? If you say 207, I'd say, ooh, that's a lot of people to do business with. Speaking of business, the business of selling a house gets on, and it's a Bel Air home. Zsa Zsa Gabor, her house went up for sale on Tuesday. The asking price, $15 million. So the 94-year-old is recovering in a hospital room from her latest medical setback. Now, this house was built in the late 50s in Los Angeles, and boy, it's got the pool, it's got that whole thing, enough bedrooms, bathrooms for a big family. So you got a spare $15 million hanging around. If you do, boy, do I have a house for you. Let's drive to that house. Let me take you to that house. No, that's interesting that when they first discussed selling the house, they were talking about an even crazier amount of money. They were talking about like $28 million. You know that it's $28 million that wants to buy Zsa Zsa Gabor's house. I'm going to say not too many. I'm going to go out on a big, fat limb. And since you pressed me for it, I'm going to say, can you imagine if that happened, first of all? But, yeah, it is very real. Wow. I don't know, Matt. Would you, if you had a spare $15 or $28 million laying around, would you go after an old has-been celebrity's house? I think Matt fell asleep. No, I think he's taking a break. But I'm going to answer for him, kiddingly. We're having some technical issues on the other side, I think. No. Of course not. He's going to say no because there's so much more that he could do with that money rather than buy the house unless he really, really loved the house and had it redone. You know, it's Gabor, I was looking at what happens if she dies. I was looking at some of her films because of that, and one of her films was, and I didn't realize this, Moulin Rouge. She was in that, and Lily, another big one that she did. But she's lost pretty much her ability to speak, and she's been recovering from pneumonia. She's been in the hospital for about a week with an infection at the site of the feeding tube, so it's been pretty rough for Zsa Zsa Gabor. I'm sure that's why they're putting the house up on the market. The asking price, $15 million. I'm going to pay $15 million for a house. Boy, you better sing and dance for me. Serve me some filet mignon or something. I don't know. I can't even come up with something that would be even semi-equitable, I guess. Police, by the way, this is a follow-up, have charged Jason West, the medical patient, remember, in Vernal, Utah, with disorderly conduct. His crime, he was trying to pay a medical bill of $25 in its entirety. He paid in pennies, and the idea was to gig the people, and he did just that, but he might find himself without a job, and we just talked about the jobs. Boy, that'd be a scary place to be.
What, are you kidding me?
Idiot! It's simple!
You will respect my authority!